Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current online. Stand up for. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. 822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings. Gary Wellings.
Well, good Sunday morning. It's a beautiful day. Yesterday was wonderful, and today the weather is going to be bright, sunny, and in the 90s again. So get your antiperspirant out and get out on the water. And if you plan on getting out on the water, go to Whitmore Lake. Our sponsor this half hour is Max Marina. Now, it's the only full-service marina on Whitmore Lake, and a great place to stop if you are already on the lake. They have beer and wine and fishing tackle and everything you need for a good day on the water. And if you do not have a boat, they can actually get you on the water with rentals. You go to maxmarina.com, that's M-A-C-S, marina.com, 734-449-4706. Ask for Chris or TJ or Sam or whoever's out there, and they can get you hooked up. Great place. There's an ice cream shop right next door called D's. But a great place, 734-449-4706. Whitmore Lake, the water is like bath water this year. It's really incredible. Just warm, still refreshing, but warm. And I've been getting out as much as I can on the lake this year with my lovely wife. So 734-449-4706. Go to Max Marina and see if you can get yourself out on the water along with myself. You might even see me out there. Gary at thedailydrift.com is my email. If you can't, don't want to call in, feel free to email me your information. And, again, the call in line, 734-822-1600. Now, before we get started this week, I did have a wonderful meal at a new place out in town. I'm going to give them a free plug because it was so good, called Roadies on M36 in Hamburg. I was out there actually with Sam last night from Max Marina and our lovely wives, of course. And the food was spectacular. If you want a true roadhouse restaurant, this place is it. I was expecting Patrick Swayze to come swinging around the corner any minute. The only thing they were missing was the stage with the fence across it so you could throw beer bottles at the band or something. But, yeah, really, Nick Zander is the guy that owns it, and he spent a lot of time and money getting this place looking like a true roadhouse. And so the atmosphere is phenomenal. And the food is great. So barbecue, I'm not going to ruin it for you. Go out, check it out. Tell Nick you heard it here on Wham Talk 1600 with me on the day on the drift, and or tell him you heard it in the current. We'll say that. How's that? But a great place to eat. Check it out. M36 Roadies. Tell them Gary from The Drift sent you. We're going to start this week with the bomb threats. Now, you know, bomb threats are one thing, but we had three this week. The first one was on the tunnel. Authorities are saying it's a hoax. They allegedly have surveillance video of somebody calling it in from the Canadian side near a Tim Hortons restaurant. Roll up the rim. Tim Hortons, you know. But really, a hoax? You know, people can do a hoax all the time. What do you really get out of a hoax? You know, I'm not sure that it was a terrorist threat either, because really, do terrorists call in and say, hey, there's a bomb? They give you fair warning? I don't think there was any fair warning with 9/11. It's Conspiracy Sunday, so I'm going to take this in a conspiracy light. I find it a little odd that somebody all of a sudden now, is as we near the election, that somebody's trying to push maybe a second span of the bridge. A little strange. So then we did have a bomb threat a few days later on the bridge itself, Matty Maroon's bridge, the Ambassador Bridge. And the problem with these call-ins like this, it does cost a lot of money. You get the U.S. Coast Guard, the Police Department, Customs and Border Protection Agents, the FBI, and then you get the intelligence officials. God only knows how much this actually costs us and the Canadians when these things happen. I'm hoping that, you know, maybe it was just some idiot making the phone call, but, you know, it seems odd that at this time of year, at this time in our government's push to have a second bridge, that it would happen now. So, of course, you get Mr. Rick Snyder, Governor Rick Snyder, Rhino Rick, who's been pushing this bridge for a long time without legislature's approval, has to come out and make a, shall we say, let me think, what's the right word? Threat of his own, maybe? That we need a second span so these kind of things don't happen. Well, what's keeping somebody from calling in two threats? Or three, one on the tunnel and one on each of the bridges? You know, this is somebody taking advantage of a situation. And I hope that's all it is, that, you know, Mr. Snyder's taking a page from Rahm Emanuel and Barack Obama's playbook. Never let a good crisis go to waste. But he came out and he said, we got to have a second bridge to keep this from happening. At what point do you say, gosh, you know, you're just using this excuse, Mr. Snyder? What else are you going to pull out of your sleeve? I hope it wasn't one of your people or one of those Canadian supporters making these phone calls. Excuse me. We had a bomb threat on. Man, it's hurting me this morning. We had a bomb threat this morning or this week as well on Comerica Park. Do we need a second Comerica Park? Does that make sense? At what point do you take these stupid excuses to build a second bridge and put it on us to pay for it? I'm mad with Mr. Snyder. Terribly angry. This is nonsense for him to be pushing this bridge. This is his own little dictatorship, and we need to put an end to it. So make sure you're calling your representatives, and I'm going to tell you this, I've told you before, go to kernonline.com, that's C-O-U-R-A-N-T-online.com. At the bottom of our homepage, we have a list of your state legislators and your congressmen and even Governor Snyder's office. Deluge him with some phone calls and tell him, stop messing around with the bridge, we don't need it. I have no proof that anything untoward happened with these bomb threats, but to take advantage of it the way he did is pretty despicable. So make sure you're out there. You can go to GaryWellings.com as well. I have a website with, scroll down, you'll see all the pertinent information in your area. If there's somebody on there you'd like to put, let me know. Email me, Gary@thedailydrift.com. So call in if you want to hear or have something to say about this bridge nonsense and the bomb threats. I had one guy that I worked with this week was actually at that game at Comerica Park, and he never heard anything about it, never saw anything until the next day at work. We asked him about it, and he said he knew nothing about it. He watched the game and had a good time. It's a good thing that it was just another threat and not something real. So I want to move on to something a little better. Well, not better. Something more tragic, I guess. We all talked and heard about the Colorado shooting this week. And it has something similar with it to this bridge incident. It's, again, it's people taking advantage. Now, allegedly, James Egan Holmes, we're saying allegedly, even though everyone's got the witnesses for it, but he's still entitled to his trial when it comes up. Hopefully they'll speed that trial up. He was a doctoral student, a dropout doctoral student, a loner, allegedly, not working with anyone. The son of a nurse, and his father was a company manager in software. And so comes from your average family. And I had to kind of grimace when I heard neighbors say, well, he was such a quiet boy. You hear that every time a serial killer or mass murderer, he was such a quiet boy. Yeah, well, you better be watching out for the quiet ones. But this guy broke into the theater and killed 12 people, I think it was, Derek, 12? Yeah, 12, and injured 52. And, you know, these things happen. I mean, it happened in Europe last year. You heard the news a few minutes ago. And yet people want to blame the guns. Now, this guy legally bought his guns, so you can question whether or not the questioning out of his mental health was right. But I'm sure you're going to hear in the coming weeks that people saw things, people knew things, and did nothing about it. I'm sure this man's mental health was deteriorating. And somebody should have known, I would hope, either his family or people at the school that he dropped out of. I don't, we'll see. We had all these reports come out after the Virginia shooting. And I'm sure we'll get these reports from this guy later on. He didn't have Facebook and Twitter accounts, which is odd for a young person in this day and age. But it didn't take the anti-gunners long to get into saying, hey, we need more rules. We need more rules. Really? Why do we need more rules? Listen to Michael Bloomberg, New York City mayor, who is a rabid gun grabber, talk about what he thinks should happen. Let's go with track one there, Derek.
I can tell you that I don't think there's any other developed country in the world that has remotely the problem we have. There's no other place that allows. We have more guns than people in this country. It's the, I mean, every place else. If there are murders, they're generally not done with guns. Generally, a lot more are not done with guns. And everybody's got problems with crime, and you know that's the real world. God didn't make everybody perfect, but this is just. You know, and we can talk about it on the talk shows. We can wring our hands and say it's terrible. But, I need more guns to protect myself. That strategy doesn't work. Mayor, that's like saying incarcerate more people and you'll reduce crime rate. In New York City, we've reduced the incarceration, number of people incarcerated by over a third, and crime keeps coming down. Because when you send somebody to jail, particularly a kid, all they do is learn how to be a worse criminal. So that's just not a good solution. You may be able to say, I'll put them in jail and throw away the key. That sounds good, but it doesn't solve the problem.
You know, where did the I don't I'm a mystified that this guy became as rich as he has with the stupidity that flows out of his mouth. Mayor Bloomberg, you're an idiot. You get some fluke data that says you're letting people out of prison and your crime rate's going down, so let's extrapolate that to getting more guns out, and let's see how much it goes down. That's just the most moronic statement I've ever heard. And for him to say we're the only country in the world that has this problem, hello, we just heard the news a minute ago. This happened a year ago. Was it Denmark or Sweden? Denmark, maybe. What's the difference? It's Europe. They're all clowns over there anyways. But to say that this is the only place where we have gun violence, have you been watching the news, Mayor Bloomberg? How about Syria? How many people are dying from guns in Syria? It's not the guns that are killing. They're not getting up and shooting themselves. It's the morons who decide to use that gun. They could use a stick or a club, a samurai sword, a kitchen knife. That wacko walked in there with tear gas. He could have had homemade bombs. You can build that with your stuff in the kitchen. It's not the guns. The guns are not the problem, Mayor Bloomberg. It's imbeciles like you that are the problem because you don't enforce the laws we already have on the books. You do. A law-abiding CCW holder walks into New York and goes to jail immediately. He's an idiot. So let's talk about gun laws, shall we? Aurora, Colorado has strict gun laws, and it did not prevent the shooting. Purdue student and Young America Foundation intern scholar Hillary Cherry provides her thoughts on the Colorado shooting, stressing the importance of protecting our Second Amendment rights. A masked gunman opened fire on one of the 3,700 midnight showings of Batman, leaving 12 dead, 50 injured, and one in custody. The liberals everywhere are wasting no time to use this massacre in an effort to push gun control and gut the Second Amendment. Well, of course they are. Bloomberg's prime example of that. What an idiot. Currently in Aurora, Colorado, where the shooting took place, it is already unlawful to carry a concealed, dangerous weapon. Unless you're a law enforcement official on duty or at a shooting range. Yet these laws are unable to stop James Holmes. James Holmes is a criminal. You can put whatever gun laws you want into place. This guy is still going to get a gun. If he hadn't bought them legally, he would have bought it on the street. We're going to jump into a break. And we come back, we'll finish this conversation and get on. We've got a lot of stuff to cover today, so thank you for tuning in. We'll catch you on the other side.
With columns by Wham! Radio hosts like Theron X, Dave Janda, and Matt Clark, as well as the Capital Confidential and Herman Cain, you know that the current newspaper understands what's right. This free newspaper has been serving Livingston and Washtenaw counties since 2003 with area news, editorials, an event calendar, and more. Published monthly by Whitmore Lake Media, LLC, the current newspaper includes a variety of interesting articles from Deb's Movie Corner and Ask the Contractor to the Legal Spot, Garden Spot, and a fishing column. Whitmore Lake has some great fishing. You might even see a picture of your neighbor reading The Current in an exotic, faraway land. Visit www.currentonline.com. That's currentonline.com. Subscribe for home delivery, details on the website, or pick one up free today. The Current Newspaper, a community newspaper for those with common sense. In today's economy, you don't want to spend a fortune on interior design. You want your home to look good, express your tastes, and reflect your personality at an affordable price. Gail McNally Interior Design can help you with each phase of your design concept or just a single step. Whether you have an idea or no plan at all, Gail will help you realize your dream home. She can help with backgrounds such as wall color, tile, carpet, and window coverings, to furniture and even accessories. Gail has been an interior designer for more than 26 years, serving not only residential but commercial clients. She has a college degree in interior design and is a longtime member of the American Society of Interior Designers.
Call me today at 734-717-2951, or you can email me at gailmcnally@gmail.com. That's gailmcnally@gmail.com.
Gail McNally, Interior Design.
At the American Lung Association, we're fighting for a day when we can all breathe easier. We're fighting for clear skies over every city and healthy lungs throughout the country. We're fighting to free millions of Americans from the addictive grip of tobacco and the devastating effects of lung disease. The American Lung Association isn't just fighting for air. We're fighting for all the things that make it worth breathing, and we can use your help. See what you can do at fightingforair.org.
No matter where you are in the world, whether you have a radio or not, you can listen to Wham! Talk 1600. All you need is a computer or even a smartphone. Just go to whamradio.com and click on the Listen Live link. See the latest updates to whamradio.com and be sure to listen live. From Santa Fe to Boston, Japan to England, wherever you may be, Wham! Talk 1600 is there. Online and streaming live. whamradio.com.
Hello, Wham! Listeners. I'm Edwin Hoffman, host of Speaking of Art. Every Sunday at 5 p.m., we explore the world of art and antiques, commercially, academically, and from the perspective of the collector. Speaking of Art features renowned guests as our guides as we visit great museums, galleries, theaters, and historic sites. We'll examine paintings, prints, sculpture, and drawings. You'll hear from the artists and their patrons, and you'll gain a special insight into both contemporary and historical periods. We'll travel through monuments of world architecture and experience the evolution of design. Achievements in film, music, and stage will also grace our forum. Speaking of Art is one of the best conversations of your week. So, nestle into an overstuffed chair and join our room full of connoisseurs every Sunday at 5 on Wham! Speaking of Art, it's about civilization, yours.
Settle in for a great conversation every Sunday at 5 p.m. Speaking of Art with Ed Hoffman, exclusively on Wham! Talk 1600.
When I was little, we could talk about anything.
I still want you to talk to me.
When I was little, you gave me hugs.
I still could use a hug once in a while. You're my parent, and I'll always need you.
No matter their age, your children never stop counting on you. Visit parenting.org for helpful resources or call the Boys Town National Hotline at 800-448-3000 for free parenting advice.
This is the ClarkCast with Matt Clark.
I just told you, Iran has an agreement at least to set up missile bases in South America, specifically Venezuela. And when the president of the United States was asked, so is there a problem with anything between Venezuela and Iran? I mean, wink, wink. Can you think of anything off the top of your head? Obama's response, nah.
Don't miss the ClarkCast live Sunday afternoons, 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And good morning. Thank you for catching my drift this Sunday morning. So we were talking about the Colorado shooting, of course. We could barely avoid it. It's on the news everywhere. But again, we're seeing the liberals come out and say we need stricter gun laws, we need more gun laws. No, we don't. We just need people to enforce the laws that we do have already. And maybe even make it easier for law-abiding people to get trained, take the classes, and get their CCW and carry. No, I'm a CCW holder. Do I carry all the time? No, I don't. I don't live anywhere that's that bad. I do go to scary places once in a while, and I may carry if I feel threatened at that point. But in this state, you can get a CCW. It can't be denied you unless you are mentally ill or meet some of the criteria that the state wants you to meet. But had there been one person in that audience, a law-abiding CCW holder, would less people have died? Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe more people would. I don't know. But it would certainly give people pause. Crazy people like James Holmes, crazy, nutty, whatever it is. I guess we got to wait and see if he's deemed crazy so they can't throw the book at him. But you need to be able to defend yourself, and that's what the Second Amendment does. And if you don't have a gun in your home, you should. Teach your children how to behave with guns. You know, there are good rules for that. Eddie the Eagle program, I think NRA still does that. But you heard Mayor Bloomberg say something that there are more guns in America than people. Well, is that a bad thing? A lot of you may not know that Admiral Yamamoto was questioned by Japanese leadership after the attack on Pearl Harbor in World War II. And they asked him, why didn't he carry on? Why didn't he invade California? Now, Yamamoto came to college in America, so he was well-versed with American culture. And he told them, every household in America has guns. You throw troops into California, they're going to die. He told the Japanese emperor that. He told the Japanese leadership, no, I'm not going into America. Too many guns. A well-armed population is the last best defense for any nation. And this country should be supporting Second Amendment rights. The Chinese are doing it. They train their kids how to use rifles. We don't do that. We should be. There ought to be a year mandatory service in the armed forces anyways. But you need to be prepared. You are the last best defense, not only for your home, but for your country. Crime rates in Chicago, Detroit even, Washington, D.C., where they have some of the strictest of gun bans in Chicago and Washington, D.C. Crime rates are way higher than even here in Detroit. Response time from the police, 8 minutes. Most crimes are done in 1 minute. I think Theron had a little incident at his house, 45, 48 minutes or something, before the police showed up at his house. You know, you could be dead in that time. So don't listen to this crap that the liberal media is throwing out at you about more gun. We need more gun laws. We don't. We've got more than enough. And they're not enforcing the one they got right now. If people pay attention, we can get these nut jobs off the street before they start to hurt people. People need to be more aware of what. If you know a friend or a relative or somebody that's just a little off kilter, you might want to address the situation. Talk to them or talk to somebody else about it, especially if they have a lot of guns. All right, so let's move on. Had enough. If you want to call me and give me your comments on that massacre, feel free, but I'd just as soon see it go away. My thoughts go out in prayers to the families. It's a tough thing. Let's move on to Chris Matthews, who made some statements this week. And we're going to pick his statements apart. Derek, let's go with track two, and I'll tell you when to stop. Well, we're going to get there in a second.
An anti-colonial attitude. So anyway, based upon the rhetoric, you think the president was a radical lefty and not the center-left politician he actually is based on the right.
Center, what? What did he just say? Start that over again. Can you, Derek? Let's hear that one more time. Not the radical leftist.
That anti-colonial attitude. So anyway, based upon the rhetoric, you think the president was a radical lefty and not the center-left politician he actually is based on the record. But then,
okay. He's a center-right? What world do you live on, Chris Matthews? You certainly don't live in the United States on this planet. Barack Obama, Barack Hussein Obama, is not a center-right president. The man is as far left as they come. He's not even shown you so far how left he is. He's hiding until after the election. Let's keep going.
Do people care on the right about reality? Keith Ellison is a Democratic congressman from Minnesota. Eugene Robinson is a columnist for the Washington Post. He's also, of course, an MSNBC analyst. I want to start with Congressman Ellison. You've been victim yourself of some of this crapola. But this crazy Yahoo talk, do you think the people who push this stuff, this malarkey over and over again, the guy somehow, this guy's done everything right. He's raised his family right. He's fought his way all the way to the top of the Harvard Law Review.
Fought his way to the top of the Harvard Law Review. He was a president, not the editor. And listen to what Chris Matthews says. I mean, this is the top MSNBC journalist, really, at MSNBC. And he can't even get his facts right. Let's keep going, Derek.
A blind test becomes head of the review, the top editor there. Everything he's done is clean as a whistle. He's never not only broken any...
Okay, we're going to pick this up after the break. This is a heartbreak. I can't do anything about this one. When we come back, we're going to pick apart Mr. Matthews' stupidity. And we'll catch you on the other side of the break.
Wham! Talk 1600.
Hey, my blood brothers of freedom. This is Ted Nugent.
Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse.
God bless Ann Arbor and Wham! Radio. I started doing interviews on Wham! Radio around 1966. I celebrate and promote the God-given individual right as guaranteed in the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, for us to defend ourselves, to keep and bear arms. And just to make sure everyone understands what we the people understand, keep can only mean one thing. That's, it's mine and you can't have it.
Wham!
Fox News Radio, I'm Liz White. President Obama pays a condolence call to victims' families in Aurora, Colorado, after Friday's movie theater massacre. Police have defused the suspect's booby-trapped apartment. Fox's Mike Tobin describes that scene.
Some of the devices were filled with gasoline. Some of the devices were filled with chemicals that, when mixed, would explode into flames. There were tripwires at the front door, and there were tripwires that crisscrossed the living room, and they all went into a central control panel.
The tragedy in Colorado may reignite a debate on Capitol Hill.
A debate about guns could soon follow. New Jersey Democrat Senator Frank Lautenberg urging Congress to prioritize a ban on high-capacity ammunition magazines.
Fox's Jared Halpern. The statue of late Penn State coach Joe Paterno is coming down in State College, Pennsylvania. Crews arriving after dawn covering the statue with a tarp. Fox News, we report, you decide.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
Beat the summer heat with a cool treat and help kids in need. Visit participating Dairy Queen locations nationwide on Thursday, July 26th for the 7th Annual Miracle Treat Day to help hospitalized kids in your community. That day, participating Dairy Queen locations will donate $1 or more from every Blizzard treat sold to Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, a charity that raises funds for 170 children's hospitals across the United States and Canada. For more information, visit MiracleTreatDay.com. The Detroit Institute of Arts will display some of the best examples of American dance marionettes from its Paul McFarlane Puppetry Collection from July 11th through January 16th. The elaborate large-scale marionettes were designed to gracefully execute ballet, folk, and modern dance movements by clever use of counterweighted limbs and finely carved joints. To learn more, visit DIA.org. Calling all dreamers, join the Dexter District Library for this year's summer reading program beginning Friday, June 15th at 11 a.m. Readers from preschool through sixth grade will celebrate the library's theme, Dream Big, Read. Teens will own the night and adults can read between the covers. Read for fun all summer long and enjoy night-related performances, events, music, contests, prizes, and more. The summer reading program runs until August 3rd. Stop in at the Dexter District Library to pick up a flyer of all the summer events. The Sunday Artisan Market at 315 Detroit Street in Ann Arbor is open every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. April through December. For more information, call 734-913-9622 or visit www.sundayartisanmarket.org.
You've been listening to the Wham Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community at whamradio.com or write to Brandon Drake, COWAAM, 4230 Packard Road, Ann Arbor, 48108.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dave Janda, host of Operation Freedom, broadcasting live from Wham Talk 1600's Freedom Bunker every Sunday from 3 to 5. We are the only operating room in all of radio. Every Sunday in our OR, we dissect current events with the help of guests that NM Media are afraid to bring to light. Our goal is to educate and empower you. I hope you'll join our OR team every Sunday from 3 to 5 right here at Wham Talk 1600.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for catching my drift this Sunday. Let's take every little business. Our sponsor this half hour is The Current Newspaper, C-O-U-R-A-N-T. Go to currentonline.com, and you can read The Current for free online at any time, plus all the past issues are archived there for you. We now deliver to 30,000 homes and drop off another 5,000. So we've quintupled in size in 5 years. So grow your business with The Current. Our August issue will be out on about a week and a half. I think it's too late to get in now, but you can call Sam Iaquinto, 734-323-0777. Or go to currentonline.com, and you've got all the contact information you need there. Advertising size is a great publication. It's community-based, so all the content really comes straight out of the community. And it's local businesses and stories that people will want to read. So advertise with us at The Current and brand yourself. Get your marketing dollars where they need to be. Advertise with The Current, 734-323-0777. So we're going to continue with Chris Matthews. Now, if you don't remember, Chris Matthews is the same guy that said when he saw Obama take the podium, a thrill went up his leg. Now, I'm beginning to question Mr. Matthews, really. Let's pick up, Derek, where we left off.
Oh, he's never done anything wrong. He's the perfect father, the perfect husband, the perfect American. And all they do is trash the guy. And it's impossible for me to believe they would have said the same thing about a Walter Mondale or a Jimmy Carter or Bill Clinton. There's an ethnic piece to this. It's very hard to nail it down because they always cover it in ideology. But I've never heard anybody in this country call his opponent regularly anti-American or non-American. Congressman.
Okay, so they're throwing that race card in. He's got nothing left to run on. This man has got the poorest performance of any president, probably worse than Jimmy Carter. I mean, we can debate that for a long time, but probably the worst performance at least since Jimmy Carter, if not worse than Jimmy Carter. And he's the perfect American, the perfect – he may be the perfect husband. I don't know. Ask Michelle. But he's certainly – and maybe he's a perfect father. I don't know. He could be a very nice man. But he's an idiot when it comes to being the president. He had no experience coming in. He's saying Romney has no experience now. The guy is a socialist at best, a communist at worst. Yet he's the perfect American? Since when? Does that make Stalin the perfect American too? Let's keep going, Derek.
Oh, Chris, there are a group of people in our country who have a very rigid idea of who belongs and who doesn't. And in their mind, what economic class you come from matters, what color you are matters, what your sexual orientation matters. There's a whole set of criteria that they will use to decide who's included in the American dream. And if you don't meet those criteria, you're excluded.
Now, we're not talking about exclude. He's not anti-American because he's African-American. He's not anti-American because he's black or Arabic or whatever you want to call him. He's anti-American because his policies are socialist. He has communistic tendencies. Why do they make it about race? Because they've got nothing else. This is what the libs do. They take away the facts and extrapolate it into some emotional drama. I don't care that Barack Obama's black. My top three picks for president, Herman Cain, Colonel Allen West. I like Condi Rice, too. If I got to pick a president, it would probably be a black president because I like those three. Those are my picks. I'm not a racist because I call Obama anti-American. He's anti-American because of his stupid policies. The man is destroying our country. It's got nothing to do with the color of his skin. He's either a complete moron when it comes to economic policy or he's got an agenda. And I can't believe that he's that dumb. He may be just a puppet for somebody else, but he is anti-American. His policies are anti-American. What he is doing to this country is anti-American. It's got nothing to do with the color of his skin. Now, Kevin, whatever that congressman's name is, Keith Ellison, happens to be Muslim. So, of course, if I say anything bad about him, I'm trashing his religion. No, it's fine. If you're going to be a Muslim, be a Muslim. Just don't strap a bomb to your chest. Don't get on an airplane and blow it up. Okay, it's that simple. I got no problem with Muslims. I got no problem with Christians. You strap a bomb to your chest no matter what your religion, you become anti-American in my book. If you try to run our country into the ground and do stupid things with the economy, that's anti-American. Everything he's done is clean as a whistle. Really? If that's true, how come we can't see any of his college transcripts, college applications? How come we haven't seen the real birth certificate yet? You put something online, that doesn't mean anything to me. That PDF has already been scanned. It's got layers to it. If it were a real birth certificate that you had scanned and put into a PDF to put online, it would be one layer, not multiple layers. So show us the real birth certificate. Does that make me a birther? Yes. Is it because he's black? No. I just want to know. Why haven't you released it? There were questions about McCain being born in this country. He released everything he had. But Obama wants to hide everything again. What do you got to hide? Where's the transparency? Show me your records. I want to see your college transcripts. Did you take some money you weren't supposed to? If you are a real American and you took some money as a foreign student, did you break a law? Maybe. Is that why you don't want to show us your college application? Because you took some money from foreign aid as a foreign aid student? That's breaking the law. That's certainly not clean as a whistle. So Mr. Matthews is just another derelict out there pushing an agenda for Barack Obama. I can stomach maybe 5 minutes of MSNBC a day. I try to watch it. I do. I try to get the other side. I just can't. So let's go into Mr. Obama. What's he been doing? He's been busy campaigning. He has campaigned more in the last 6 months than George Bush did in the last 16 of his presidency. Now imagine spending all your time campaigning when you should be working on the country's problems. For me, it's another reason why we need to stop having people run consecutive. I don't care about term limits. You can run as often as you want. You shouldn't be able to run consecutively. You want to stop the nonsense in Washington? Stop people from running consecutively. You got 2 or 3 years move it up. 2 years is too short for a congressman. Give them 3. But you can't run for the next 3. You got to take 3 off. Go campaign on your dime, not ours. Same with the presidency. You shouldn't be able to run twice. Once, all you get. If you want to pick up where you left off 4 years later and campaign for 4 years, knock yourself out. Do it on your dime. In the meantime, do your job and do it for the way it's supposed to be done. Stop worrying about getting reelected. And that's the problem in Washington. People are so busy trying to get reelected, they're not making decisions that are good for you and I. They're not making decisions that are in the best interest of the country. They're making decisions based on getting reelected. And until this country gets that straight, you're going to continue to have these problems. And it doesn't matter if it's Republicans. It doesn't matter if they're Democrats. It doesn't matter if they're communists, like Barack Hussein Obama. Am I pushing the envelope? Maybe. Excuse me. So it's been a busy month for the Obama campaign. They're raising money overseas. Now, I don't recall. I'm sure it happened, but I don't recall this magnitude of overseas fundraising for a president of the United States. Here's the schedule for the Obama Victory Fund. On August 27th in Geneva, Switzerland, Charles Adams and Matthew Barzun are hosting a reception. contribution information, $30,000 a dinner couple, $20,000 for a dinner individual, $5,000 photo reception, and $1,000 guest. Really? That's huge. Why are we raising money in Switzerland for Barack Hussein Obama? Here's another one for the Obama Victory Fund. Charles Adams and Matthew Barzun again at the home of Tracy McGee in Sweden. $450 a couple and $250 a couple. I can afford that, Derek. Shall we go? Quick flight over to Sweden, hang out with Tracy McGee. I don't know if that's a woman or a man, Tracy. Here's another one. Obama Victory Fund, hosted by Forrest L. Gonas, Zachary Miller, and Valerie Picard in Paris, France. Big money. Here's one in China. Go figure. Gavin Chen is hosting an Obama Victory Fund fundraiser in Shanghai. $10,000 to get in. Okay. That's in communist China, mind you. So George Clooney was hosting one not too long ago as well. I mean, come on. Why are you raising money overseas, Mr. Obama? Is it that bad here at home? We don't have enough people willing to give you money here? Okay, so Barack's also been very busy bashing Romney on Bain again because he hasn't got anything else to run. He's got nothing positive to say, does he? This guy is the most negative president. And people call me negative, and this guy has got nothing to do but bash Bain. Obama rhetoric would suggest that he's against Bain, both Bain Capital, the investment firm, and Bain Consulting, the consulting firm. He makes little distinction between the two when he's bashing Romney for being involved in both. But Barack's own hiring practice suggests something a little different. His own budget director is a Bain guy who married a Bain gal. This is from an article by Daniel Halper. Jeff Zients is the head of the Obama administration's Office of Management and Budget. That's the OMB you hear about all the time. Okay, they put together the facts and figures for the budget. Zients got his professional start at Bain Consulting. Go figure. You know, this is a hypocrisy of Obama. Here he is bashing Bain and bashing Romney repeatedly, and yet he's hiring Bain people into the White House to important positions like this. This is the Office of Management and Budget. How bad can Bain be if you're hiring a guy from Bain? Obama, stop being a complete hypocrite. What the heck is wrong with you? I mean, you don't think we can see this? The liberal media, of course, won't put it out. But I'm telling you, this station tells you. You need to do this homework yourself. This is why I do the Daily Drift. This is what I do daily. I stay up late at night to get this online so that you can get this information. I hope you're going to the Daily Drift, currentonline.com. We're going to take a break and continue this conversation. 734-822-1600. Call in and give me your opinion because it's just as important as mine. See you on the other side.
Start your day. You want the latest information, news from around the world, and close to home. Wake up with an hour of Jim Bohannon's America in the Morning, 5 a.m. to 6. From 6 to 9 a.m., Wham! Brings you intelligent, conservative discussions that won't give you a headache. It's Bill Bennett's Morning in America, 9 to noon. You don't want to miss Glenn Beck, one of the most entertaining talk shows in America today. At noon, Laura Ingraham rips the left to shreds. She tells it like she sees it and doesn't hold back. Followed at 3 p.m. by Theronex and On the Edge. On the Edge. Don't let yourself be a boiling frog. Get informed with Theron. 6 p.m. to 9, it's The Savage Nation with Michael Savage. With Dennis Miller, 9 to 11. Overnight, experience the supernatural with Coast to Coast AM. George Norrie will keep you alert all night long. We're Wham! Wham. Talk 1600.
It might be the door alarm, or the new safety drain covers, the pool fencing, even the swim lessons. But the fact is, you can never know which safety step will save a life until it does.
Adding multiple safety steps to your safe pool practices can mean the difference between a close call and a call to 911. Simple steps save lives. To learn some new ones, visit poolsafely.gov. A public service message from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, the American Red Cross, and YMCA of the USA.
Bayron here reminding you to join me for the coolest music to be had in America today. It's the Bone Conduction Music Show. Hey, my neighbor's dog told me to do this show, and I'd advise you to dial in. We play a lot of cool music that you just can't get anyplace else. Check out the weak singing rock, the hip-shaking soul music, and the industrial strength rhythm and blues. It's the Bone Conduction Music Show.
Join Bayron for the rockinest show on the radio. It's the Bone Conduction Music Show. Every Sunday night at 7 p.m. right here on Wham! Talk 1600.
Hello, I'm Sarah Brown with a message from Girl Scouts Heart of Michigan. In today's tough economy, Girl Scouting is affordable and fun. Financial aid is available for qualifying families. Call us at 1-800-49-SCOUT to find out how the girl in your life can experience the fun and friendship of Girl Scouting. That's 1-800-497-2688. Or visit us on the web at www.gshom.org.
Join us every Sunday morning for Wham's Weekend Worship. At 9 a.m., it's the Lutheran Hour, followed by the Christian Science Sentinel at 9:30. At 10 o'clock, we join Bethlehem United Church of Christ for their live weekly service. Finally, we visit the First Presbyterian Church of Ann Arbor from 11 to noon. Start your week off right with Wham! Talk 1600.
Vaccine-preventable infections kill 50,000 American adults each year. That's more than HIV/AIDS, breast cancer, or traffic accidents. I'm Representative Gail Haynes of Michigan. On behalf of women in government, I urge you to talk to your doctor about the vaccines you need from birth through adulthood. You can protect yourself. Please visit womeningovernment.org.
Dennis Miller here, inviting you to join me every weeknight from 9 to 11 right here on Wham! Talk 1600. I'll tell you what I think about today's events, take some phone calls, and feature some of the best guests you're ever going to hear on any radio show. We light the candle 9 p.m. every weeknight following Michael Savage on Wham! Talk 1600.
The Dennis Miller Show.
Heard right here in Southeast Michigan on Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Gary Wellings and the Drift. Send the Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Call 734-822-1600 to join in the discussion.
Welcome back. Thank you for catching my drift. Now, we were talking about Obama and his bashing of Bain and Romney, and it's really a one-trick pony. That's all he does at this point. But what's important is that you remember the hypocrisy that is Barack Hussein Obama. He's bashing Bain, and at the same time, he's hiring Bain people for his administration. Okay, there really is no difference between Mitt Romney and Barack Obama when it comes to that kind of thing. You call Mitt Romney an outsourcer. You know what, Barack? You are the outsourcer. And what's tragedy is you are using American tax dollars. At least Romney did it with private equity. You, sir, are using our tax dollars in green energy. We covered this last week. $8 out of $10 spent on green companies from the stimulus package went to China. You, sir, are the outsourcer in chief, not Mitt Romney. And you're using our dollars. That's the terrible part about it. 7 out of 10 General Motors cars are now made outside the United States. How's that auto bailout treating you, union members? Are you getting laid off yet? All those union dues that you funnel through? Government Motors sent all those jobs overseas. 7 out of 10 GM cars are now made outside of the United States. That's great stimulus spending, I can tell you. Let's move on to something else that Barack put his foot in his mouth. He pulled a Joe Biden this week. Foot in mouth Joe is rubbing off on Barack. I don't know that Barack meant to say this. Maybe he did. Let's play track 3, Derek. This is just a little snippet.
If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Really? This is something that slipped out of Barack I think Krauthammer or somebody was saying he must be getting tired. He's been on the campaign trail too much, and he's getting exhausted, and his campaign people must be exhausted for this slip of the tongue to come out. It may be a slip of the tongue. It's obviously the way he feels. The man's never done anything himself. He's always ridden off the backs of others, so that's what he assumes. Everybody rides off the backs of others. I don't want to take that out of context, though. So let's play the entire track. Let's go with the next track, Derek, track 4.
If you've been successful, you didn't get there on your own. You didn't get there on your own. I'm always struck by people who think, well, it must be because I was just so smart. There are a lot of smart people out there. It must be because I worked harder than everybody else. Let me tell you something. There are a whole bunch of hardworking people out there. If you were successful, somebody along the line gave you some help. There was a great teacher somewhere in your life. Somebody helped to create this unbelievable American system that we had that allowed you to thrive. Somebody invested in roads and bridges. If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen. The internet didn't get invented on its own.
That's right. Al Gore invented the internet, right? Any independent business owner who listened to this, maybe we should just play this. Now, I know Romney's got an ad, and I'm going to play that ad for Romney for free on my show. We're going to play that ad next week. I'm not going to play it today. But listen to what that man just said. You didn't build your business on your own. You weren't successful on your own. Now, I may not be the most successful businessman in the world, but I do what I do on my own. At least 50% of America is doing this on their own because 50% of us pay taxes. 50% aren't paying taxes. I don't know who those people are. Even at the lowest spots of my life when I made $9,000 or $14,000 as a young man, I still paid tax. It was like 25%. I'm paying mine. Who are the people that are not paying taxes, Mr. Obama? I'm not even calling you Mr. Obama. Barack. Really, Barack. Who's paying that? Who's helping these business people? If you are an independent and you vote for Barack Obama, you are going to get what you deserve. You will lose your business. You will go out of business. The government will take your business. This is the year we have to stand up. This is the most important election. We thought 2010 was important. This is the most important election of our lifetimes. I don't care if you're 82 or if you're 18. This is the most important election of your lifetime. At 18, you may think, oh, Barack is a great speaker. He's a good guy. He wants to help everybody. No, he's not. He wants to help everybody with your dime. And as you, as an 18-year-old man or a 20-year-old college student or a 22-year-old graduate, you already owe $45,000 or more that you didn't spend, but you owe it, and you're going to have to pay for it. Get your heads out of the sand. This election is very important, and we have to do the things that need to be done. Not only do we need to unelect Barack Hussein Obama, we need to give common sense back to our legislature. We need to get Debbie Stabenow out of office. We need a Republican. I don't care which of those Republicans come out in this primary. I like Pete Hoekstra. You may like Clark Durant. It doesn't matter. They'll both do the job. We need Debbie out. You need to do more than vote this year. You need to campaign for common sense conservatives. I don't like them because they're Republican. I like them because they're conservative, fiscal conservatives. We can't spend what we don't have. That needs to be the ultimate decision maker for you in this election. Barack Obama, he believes your success is from the government. That's what he believes. There's a great article by Michael Barone, senior political analyst, and I've got that link at the Daily Drift. Make sure you read that this week. Go to the Daily Drift. It's a link at currentonline.com. Congress is already talking, well, not Congress, Harry Reid, Senate Majority Leader, about passing an online tax next year. This is another reason to get Debbie Stabenow out. She's going to vote for that tax. Dick Durbin in the Congress, Democrat, and Republicans like Mike Enzi of Wyoming and Lamar Alexander. Now, come on, both those guys are rhinos anyways. They want to tax the stuff you buy on the internet. One more tax. You know, the amount they're going to bring in from that tax will be next to nothing, and yet they're going to do it. We can't tax, we need to cut. It's that simple. All right, until next week, do your homework. Go to CurrentOnline.com, CourantOnline.com. Click on the Daily Drift and do your homework every day. I'm doing it for you. I put the links there. Just read. Do yourself a favor and do your homework. See you, folks.